Unit 8. Culinary Tools. 8.2. Exercise 2. Questions 1 to 7.
In Europe, knives have been used as weapons, tools and eating utensils since prehistoric times, and spoons are equally ancient. In the early Stone Age, tens of thousands of years ago, it seems that in southern Europe, spoons were made of shells. Evidence for this includes the fact that later, the Greek and Latin words for a spoon come from the word for the shell of a snail. In northern Europe, wood was probably the most common material, and again, there's linguistic evidence for this. Though forks are much more recent, they trace their origins back over 2,000 years to the ancient Greeks. Their forks had two tines, they're the points that go into the food, and were designed to hold meat steady while it was carved and served. The tines allowed it to slide off easily. By the 7th century, royal courts of the Middle East had begun to use forks at the table for dining. Forks became fairly common among the wealthy in Byzantium, modern Istanbul, and in the 11th century they were introduced into Italy. The Italians, however, were slow to start using them. During the Middle Ages, very roughly from the 9th or 10th century up to and including the 15th, Europeans used knives and their fingers for eating. Hosts didn't provide knives for their guests, and most people carried their own in sheaths attached to their belts. These knives had pointed ends and were used to spear food and raise it to the mouth. Spoons of the Middle Ages were generally made of wood or horn, although royalty often had spoons made of gold and other wealthy families might have silver ones. From about the 14th century, spoons made of brass, pewter, and other metals became common. The use of pewter especially made spoons more affordable for ordinary people.